Let me go get one more thing here. It's my honor to be with our Lisa Coffey today and talking about love and fear. And I'm going to step down for 1 second and be right back up. Okay, she's getting her notes, right? I can't do without the notes. Okay. And first of all, everything has been in perfect flow from your song to Bill's Only Love to the treatment. It's all just working out fabulously. And I just want to tell Bill that I'm going to hide in a suitcase when he goes to Egypt. Oh, I want to go so badly. So wonderfully happily to Egypt, not badly. And so we are talking about love and fear. And what I loved about the messages so far is that love is the only thing. It is the only real thing. It is the concrete thing that we step upon. And then there's so many acronyms about fear. And the one that I, you know, learned in Science of Mind was forget everything. No, false evidence appearing real. And then my favorite one was forget everything and run. And yeah. That fit me perfectly. But today what we're seeing is that love is real. It is the concrete thing. And I'm going to specifically go straight to the Ukrainians. I get the God bumps talking about them, because beyond all fear, what is most important to them is the passion of the soul, the love of the freedom and the people and their country. And when love is real, all outer circumstances are not important. What is important is that one-on-one soul connection that you have in the one love, the one power. Thank you, Bob Marley, for one love. And it really is that power and presence that is moving them forward. And we're watching on this for me, because I see things. We all have our own way of viewing things in life and our own like little scheme, but I always see things on that spiritual level. And the spirit and the power and the giving up everything they love to let their wives and children and animals and everything else go across the border is so inspiring. And we now know, and from all of history we know, that when we step up in love and in recognition that there is something greater, and you can call it whatever you want. We always say God, Buddha, Jesus, Krishna, Bob, Bill, Lisa, me, everybody here. The thing itself emanating in and through and as us, then we rise above. So there is a greater love. And that greater love is what inspires not only us, but watching that love out picture in the Ukrainian people right now. And we ask when we stand in these moments, how could this atrocious thing be happening to these people at this time in our lives? But we could also say, what is the difference right here is that it's possible that it is that the affirmation of watching that thing out picture and us stepping up is what's changing everything. Because worldwide, people are now on board worldwide to try and do the best they know how to protect the Ukrainians' freedom, their choice of who they want to be. So there is no turning back, for we have already connected to that power and presence. There's no turning back. We can't turn our back on these people and the awareness. And knowing that these Ukrainians, again, are not alone and continue to fight, that what we get out of this is, what is our legacy always in all of this? Freedom is the most important thing to people, but also the legacy of love. The love that creates the desire to be free, to express that. And Amanda Gorman said this so perfectly. She was the first White House honored a poet at President Biden's address. And she wrote in her poem, "A Flame and Unafraid." And what she said was, diverse and beautiful will emerge, battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. She was absolutely the dawn that blooms and the continuing power and presence that touches all of our souls.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I just have been so impressed.
We could just leave it there. That was really good. That was amazing. I think, you know, we have to look at it also as how do we apply this in our everyday lives? Because we're here, you know. We can't just pick up and go to the Ukraine to help, and that wouldn't even be helpful. We'd just be in the way, you know. What can we do here? And so we have to look at how does fear appear in our own lives? What are we afraid of? And in a way, there is such a thing as fear because fear can protect us. Fear can be a good thing. Fear isn't necessarily a bad thing, you know. If there's a coyote in your backyard, you know, you're afraid, you bring your pets in, you take care of the thing, right? It's there for a reason to help you to take action. But think about the things that we're afraid of. The biggest fear in life is the fear of death, right? But and then, of course, it's said that more people fear public speaking than they do fear of dying. They'd rather die than get up on a stage. But, you know, here we are.
Fear of dying on stage.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so their adrenaline kicks in and these kind of things. And you get past it, you don't die. You find out, you know, you can live through a public speech. People are afraid of pain. Of course, you're afraid of pain and we want to avoid pain. But pain, where do we feel the pain? We feel the pain in the body. There are ways we can get past that, you know, through medication, through meditation, through hypnosis, through all that. We can rise above and get past the pain. It's amazing what people have done, you know, scientifically proven we can get past the pain. People fear loss, you know. We lose people we love. We lose, you know, things that are dear to us, sentimental or whatever. But when we think about it, you know, from a spiritual point of view, what do we have to lose? Because nothing is really ours. We're claiming it as this is ours. This is my relationship. This is my pendant. This is my whatever. But it belongs to all of us. We're all one. We're all here together. It's all a part of us all. So there's really nothing for us to lose. So if we have nothing to lose, then we're not afraid of losing anything. A lot of us are afraid of change. But anything that changes from a spiritual point of view isn't real anyway. So why are we afraid of that, right? The unchangeable is love, is God, is the divine. And that is not to be feared. That is to be embraced. And as we know, what doesn't change is what's really real. So, you know, in spirit, there's no time, there's no space, there's no death, there's no causation. What are we afraid of, right? What are we afraid of? We have to know we're spirit. We have the antidote to fear is really knowledge in knowing who we are and why we're here, what our purpose is in this life. And how do we get there? The way we get there from, you know, fear to knowledge is that faith. Faith is the bridge that gets us there. And in Sanskrit, there's a term called Shraddha. And Shraddha is even more than faith. Shraddha really means what's held in the heart. So it's like faith with devotion, with love, with that undying conviction that we know what is real. And that is love.
And again, that is the unmovable. You know, I always think about most of my life, I got this from my dad, I'm sure, everything was mine. But I'll never forget an insurance agency came when you said, nothing is, you know, it is really, this is all this superficiality. An insurance agency came when my children were little, and Patrick and I were sitting there, and I said, well, my children this and my children that. And he said, oh, this must be a second marriage. And I said, no, why'd you say that? He said, well, you keep referring as the children as yours. And I still do that, I think. I don't know. But I'm very, you know, you don't even realize how you are until something comes up to challenge who you are and challenge that love. And when it first happens to you, when, in my case, when I was younger, I mean, I wasn't that young, and the first big losses that I had, my parents and things, I just didn't want to be here anymore. I mean, I had no idea how to deal with it. And that is the gift, because that's when I sought and found out there is so much more. And especially not even thinking, and I've told these stories before, but I was an older mom. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought, because my sister and I were adopted, we had older parents, that you could just go to the store and buy your kids. And so I had no time, I had no biological time clock. And when my dad died, I got depressed, so I got pregnant with Katie by depression. I wasn't keeping track. And so, but bottom line, you talk about something changing, and then this child, as we all know as moms and dads and grandparents and everything else, how when that baby comes in, the love is so unconditional, and that is what real love is. And that love, there's nothing stopping it. And with animals too, real love, that's totally unconditional love with animals. And so when they leave also, you're devastated because you're just not prepared.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. So we have to think, how are we going to handle this with the Ukraine? Because we could let it really get us down and really overwhelm us, because that energy is out there in the world and we all pick up on it, we all feel it. Well, two things. One is that scientifically and spiritually, through the chakra system, there's a map how to find our way up. So the base chakra, that's where we feel our fear, and that's where we go into fight or flight or freeze, right? You do nothing, you fight or you run. But above there's the creation chakra. This is where we have ideas. Now we start thinking, what do we do? What do we do? Let's get creative here. Then above that, we go into action. That's our solar plexus chakra, where we take action. And what can we do? We can pray, we can send money, we can, you know, promote peace, we can, you know, protest, we can, all these different things that we can do, whatever we can do. Then above that is the heart chakra, where we can love, you know, where we can pray, where we can send that love, where we can know the truth. And, you know, in Vedanta, there's that saying, Om Tat Sat, that we, it's like you guys say, and so it is, right? It's like Om Tat Sat. Sat means the absolute, it's goodness and existence. Just that word, and it's truth too. Truth, goodness, existence. And because that Sanskrit word means all three things, it's saying that only goodness exists. Only goodness is real. Only love is real. And we need to hang on to that. And then we can even get above that, you know. Then the throat chakra is truth, knowing the truth, speaking the truth, kindness, words, compassion. And then above that, going into spirit and knowing the highest and the best, and then connecting to the oneness that is us all. And another spiritual principle is ahimsa, nonviolence. How do we approach this? You can't fight fire with fire. It only gets worse, right? More, more, more. War is going to beget more war. There's a story that illustrates this principle. Three brothers took martial arts training. In martial arts, if anyone's done this, you know this truth. My two boys have their black belts, I'm proud to say. So as a mom, I feel like I went through the whole program too, because even though I was watching, I was learning too, right? I can't, you know, do the round kick or whatever, but I know the principles. And the first principle is ahimsa, nonviolence. You're never the first to start a fight. You never throw the first blow. You do anything possible to prevent it. So these three brothers were going to graduate, and their teacher gave them a test. What was the test? Not to fight each other. The test was, here's this wild horse. How are you each going to approach this wild horse? What are you going to do with this wild horse? So the first brother goes in, and he's like yelling and fighting and trying to dominate the horse. And what happens? The horse gets worse. Raises up and says, I'm out of here, you know. So, no, he didn't pass the test. The second guy said, oh, ahimsa, I'm running. He took off. Teacher goes, no, you didn't pass the test. Third one came up, and he was like the horse whisperer. He's so calm and loving, and no matter how wild the horse was, he just demonstrated peace and nonviolence. And he said, I'm here. I understand. You're wild horse. You're doing what wild horses do. I'm calm. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be that way. And the horse calmed down. And that one passed the test. That was it.
It is so interesting, because also I loved Bruce Lee had some a profound network and also teaching. And his was, when you least resistance, you know, and that's when the other person throws the punch and then they fall because you are resisting instead of fighting back right away. Mm-hmm. And I just got a dog, and he's, it's been a year and a half. Yeah, and he has my other dog's face, but he's a great Pyrenees. He comes up to here, and he's a powerful dog. And I don't know his whole history, obviously. He's a rescue. But I always, bottom line, I never yell at him. I just always say, and I honor him a lot for just being where he is. And then he does get lots of treats for being a good boy. Good boy. His name is Presley. So
I
Presley's in the house.
Yeah,
Presley here. So anyway, but it is interesting. And this gets very convoluted, but my daughter has a new Great Pyrenees too, mm-hmm. and she lives next door to me, and he is wild. And the difference between the two is my son-in-law, who I love, has a much more masculine approach with him, mm-hmm. and maybe that's what he needs. I'm not mm-hmm. saying anything bad, but anyway, it is that waiting, and we go back to the Ukraine. They did not start this fight. Mm-hmm. Russia did, and because of that, and because of more truth is being released throughout the world, then more and more people are on the side of those who do not want this war, never wanted this war. Mm-hmm. They just wanted freedom, and they went to that place that was deepest to them, mm-hmm. and chose to rise above the fear, mm-hmm. because the fear was less than the thought of living in an unfree country, in an oligarchy of sorts. Mm-hmm. So it's when you reach deep, deep inside of you, and I love the chakras. Mm-hmm. I love that, how what we pull from different areas and where we're at. And so in my mind's eye, I'm going, okay, well, Putin's at this chakra and that chakra, and the Ukraine's at this chakra and this chakra.
Yeah.
But they are obviously at the courage chakra, but mm-hmm. all the way up the Ukrainians to the love, mm-hmm. and the seeing and the flow that's going out into the world. I love that, what you just said.
We just have to know the highest and the best for everyone.
Yeah.
We have to know personally who we are, because when we know who we are, we know who they are. We know that there is no they, that it's all us, that we're all in it together. And, you know, okay, that is the opposing side too, but we have to pray for the growth and the knowledge of the opposing side, that they will wake up and understand the harm that they're doing, you know. And we have to work together. We can't just face that wild horse with more force. We can't. We have to approach it with love and compassion.
Yeah, and you know what's so interesting is a lot of people are protesting, obviously, right now in Russia, too.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Mean, a lot beyond the threat
yeah.
of assassination, because it's happened before, and being jailed.
Yep.
And that is, again, that love. And I always say once, if there was one thing about COVID, there was lots of things about COVID that brought us closer together, that as and we already know them. But knowing that the breath we breathe is the very breath everybody leaves,
yeah.
we are one. There is
Absolutely.
No denying it, whatever. So I'm going to close with more of Amanda Gordon. I'm going to do again what I just said. The first, again, she was the first White House poet laureate. She was honored as the poet laureate, the very
yeah, the
first
best.
One, yes, and brilliant. And so... I'm going to read the very last end of her poem on that day, because it was inspiring to me. A diverse and beautiful will emerge, battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade of flame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it from there is always light. If only we are brave enough to see it, and if only we are brave enough to be it. We are in the process of becoming that eternal faith, that eternal flame that is unabashed and unafraid to show who we are and to use more peaceful and more power of knowledge in this world and speak with compassion and love, because it always wins. I always say our Mother Earth will always win. And on the highest level, our highest thoughts and prayers eventually picture out in God's time on this planet. And we don't know what that is. We know that we have to keep the high watch at all times and see the highest and best in Putin, that he has a sudden awakening. And he's taken up in the, what do they call that? The rapture.
Okay.
He could be taken up the rapture right now.
I went to UFO, like a UFO is going to take him. What?
Well, I think he's an alien. Well, he is an alien in some way.
Yes.
But yeah, the UFO rapture, I'm for it. Anyway, and knowing that the people of Russia, once again, are freer than they have been for
yeah.
the last 20 years. In my comparison, you know, maybe they're clam happy, but I don't think so. So anyway, because they've said it. I mean, you know, it's as simple as that.
This may end up spurring yeah. the change that we've been waiting for.
Yes, we're in the moment, in the present right now, mm-hmm. and this is the moment we've been waiting for make it alkaline, the threat of anything like this ever mm-hmm. happening again on the planet. And I just am blessing you, thanking you for being with me. And I'm never afraid of Letha Coffee. I am always loving Letha Coffee. And so it is.
Oh my God.
So it is.